Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. Happy New Year to everyone. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so very much for joining me this evening. You've got your Empress Omiyinka 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Kujichajilia. I hope you're still in the spirit of Kwanzaa. Have not seen you in a while, been off on sabbatical. Been doing quite a bit of things, but I'd like to come back and join you today. Yes, we are still working towards relationships, counseling, marriage, and most of you probably already seen me out on YouTube. I've been working very hard on my YouTube channel and trying to be funny at the same time. I hope you go out and view some of my satires and some of my scenarios. I've been doing some comedian work in the area of working on relationships. You can go right out to my YouTube channel and feature some of the shows with Delilah and John and their additional friend, Samson. Samson! And now we have the new added couple that is Garth Vaden. Those are aliens from outer space. So go out and check them out. So some funny. It's some funny activity going on, and I also have the children hour for the children dealing with music and therapy with Omi, and that is just to take children into music and dealing with their problems and singing it out. So check out both of those particular satires. It's on my YouTube channel under Omiyinka 1. Once again, I'd like to thank you so very much. You have your Omiyinka back finally. And I'd like to say welcome, welcome, welcome. And let's take a station identification. I'm going to take you to Carolina, give you a little short break, and we'll come back with Be Still, our ministerial segment of the hour.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I don't
want. Got that rhythm.
I don't want.
Have that talent.
I don't want.
Got.
Come on.
Out on the Streaker Show. That is my health station. And for those of you who are into holistic health, I'd like to invite you out to listen to Omi's Organic Broadcaster under Grassroots. We'll be talking to some interesting people this year who will be sharing with us a little bit about their holistic background in medicine and in health. We're hoping to get Jamel Harvey back on the show with us. He was one of our featured guests on this show, a naturopathic holistic doctor, and hopefully we'll get him back on the show where he can talk to you a little bit about detoxification. I'll be talking a little bit more about women's issues as well as about energy healing and frequency healing. So do tune in to my speaker show. I was on Harambe show for a minute there on Fridays, but I'm no longer on that show right now, at least for this particular quarter I won't be. That show was I Could Be a Better Man. However, we're going to bring that aspect of the show over here and talk more about how we can be a better man, and we're going to reinvent that show because it was such a great show. Unfortunately, we couldn't continue on with Harambe. Harambe is a for-fee show, and right now I am wanted on three different shows. I can't possibly be paying to be on anyone's show. So nevertheless, we're going to put our funds where we can benefit from them. We are building an institution, my better half and I. We are working on bringing back Project 2019's Cornerstone University, and our university is entitled Lilly Institute for Exceptional Education in the Area of Family and Health. So we'll be focusing primarily on child development courses in the area of the CDA, as well as the two-year associate, the baccalaureate degree, and there will be also an extension program for the master's level child development. For those of you who are interested, you know I am a PD specialist, and I work in that area of assessments for early childhood. So please do contact me if you are a candidate for CDA and would like to be a part of our college and get involved and get registered early. We have some great discounted prices like we've had in the past where we were able to give basically a degree away financially. It was nowhere near the cost of what institutions normally charge. So please do contact me on that, and you can contact me through my email, omiyinka, O-M-I-Y-I-N-K-A, number1@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to also introduce you to what our feature show is going to be today. We're going to kind of slow the pace down a little bit, if you don't mind. We're going to do our praise and worshiping, our libation. And then I do have a treat for you this evening. We're going to focus in our children. And, you know, as you know, with Kwanzaa have already gone and come. We normally did the Kwanzaa, and this year we didn't do the Kwanzaa, at least not on the air. But I did bring in a guest that will talk to us from the perspective of African storytelling. And we're going to have Mr. Kojo Sankofa come and talk to us about the traditions of storytelling and where they came from. And he'll also be giving us a rendition of storytelling this evening. So we'll be right back at you in a second as I go out and check with my guest and see if he's made it in. Hold tight. Call number 313, who's calling?
Yes, this is Bidiako.
Oh, Mr. Bidiako. Okay, I thought you were a storyteller. Okay, thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Bidiako. The number fooled me there for a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, our storyteller isn't here just yet, and I hope he remembers to give us a call and join us this evening. Right now, we're going to take a short break and go over to the throne of grace. And as we always lift up libation and dedication to Oladulamore and to our mother spirit and our father spirit, this is a brand new year, my first time back with you, and we certainly want to do praise and worshiping and give God the dedication. Our Nina Simone concert is still streaming online for those of you who are not able to see it. You can go out to my Facebook to see that, and we'll talk more about that in a second. So let me go over and call on the Peace Be Still, and we'll say a little bit of prayer, and we're hoping that Mr. Bediako, if you can, Mr. Bediako, can you offer a prayer for us? Can you offer a prayer, Mr. Bediako, are you there? We hear some noise in the background, Mr. Bediako. Mr. Bediako, can you offer a prayer for us?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
This is Mr. Bediako, my partner, and who works with me in Garth Baden Oracles. Mr. Bediako, if you don't mind, if you can offer a prayer, please.
Yes, I will. Thank you. I'll do a short prayer of peace. Be cognizant of the time. Mujubu Odumari, Iba Bobo Orisha, Iba Lojomi, Kosei Ku, Kosei Irun, Kosei Ojo, Kosei Fo, Alafi Ele, Alafi Ele De, Iwe Bobo, Ki Owa Wawa, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Bediako. And Mr. Bediako, are there any loved ones or loved ones who've made their transition that you'd like to acknowledge in our session where we give dedication to our ancestors?
Well, first we should always acknowledge the Most High. You know, so I'd like to acknowledge the Most High first. And then the Rishis and their ancestors. And may they all have a heavenly journey, a peaceful journey, as we wish the same for ourselves as we make that way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ashe.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for that prayer. If you're standing erect with your hands in a position to receive, whatsoever is above is below, and this being the new year, we call those things into existence. We speak them into existence. We know that the atmosphere has only captured the melanin of our loved ones, and they are yet in the atmosphere. And we can call that to us, which appears to be lost. We call our ancestors back and ask them to join the greater circle. We ask them to allow us to tap into their energy and their melanin, which is so great and profound. We ask that you would allow us this day to be unmolested as we stand before you and come in prayer. We acknowledge Oludunamare, who is the higher force in our life, who represents the Godhead. We acknowledge Obatala, the father of all the Orishas. The man in white, we say Ashe. We acknowledge my mother spirit, Yamanye, the woman in yellow, who governs all the oceans, the streams, the waters, who is also spiritual in all her doing. We acknowledge them today, and we pray that everyone that's present here today has the ability to be able to worship unmolestedly. And right now, as we lift our hands up before the throne of grace, we're lifting our hands up in an effort to acknowledge them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you hold tight for 1 minute here, hold tight.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got...
Come on, come on.
Come on. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was just a phone call from our guest. He won't be joining us for the storytelling this evening, but he'll come back at another time. Thank you so very much for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will just join us over at the throne of grace as we lift up holy hands, ask that you just let the Spirit of God permeate and may the Most High give you the desires of your heart. And we're asking that you join us to petition God on your
be
own behalf.
Be still and know that I'm with you. Be still and know that I
Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, on thee do we wait, and on thee do we beseech for help. Guide us on the path, not upon the path of the unrighteousness, but upon the path of that who has not gone astray. We ask that you would grant every person present and represented here the desires of their heart, and we ask that you would please pardon those that are not in your will. We ask that you would give them the opportunity to change their lives and live for you. And Father God, we just thank you for this new year, because we could be on the other side of this earth and we could be with our ancestors. We just thank you that you have chosen us and us not ourselves, and that you knew us in the womb, and that your plan for us will prevail. The plans of men will fail. We thank you that we are conscious of the fact that we are uninhibitedly here, but because the veil was torn, we can go boldly before the throne of grace and ask that God would assist and aid us. Let us be like Shulamite women, believing for things that we can't see. We thank you that Nina Simone can now rest in peace. She has been restored to peace, and we thank you, Lord, for being successfully in helping us and aiding us to bring this to the attention of the world. And now that we've been closure to the acknowledgement of Nina Simone's Day, we acknowledge the celebration. Let the festivities begin. Thank you, Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, we do have a date now for Nina Simone's celebration. That's December the 29th. And all the noise in the background, I'm going to have to see if I can kind of tone it down a little bit. Okay, and I think that with Nina Simone's day being hollowed out, I want you to know we have another leader, another hero on the caravan wagon that we can acknowledge and we can look towards celebrating. We hollowed out Nina Simone. Mr. Biaco and myself, we worked very hard, feverishly, laboring over, offering every entertainer that wanted to perform an opportunity to do their spoken word and their poetry. We hollowed out that day and that week with prayer and praises. And Mr. Biaco even traveled to get to Indiana to to work with me specifically on that project. I want to thank him for putting aside his own personal responsibility and coming to aid me and being able to address Nina Simone's issue of the racial injustice that was shown to her. The human rights laws are now being looked at for several reasons, because they were not only Nina Simone who was molested and disrespected, but many others in the industry as well. We actually hollowed her out because her music is royalty-free now. There are many people doing her music and not looking at the caliber of person she was, nor giving her the actual accolades that she deserved. And we, this day, on January the 21st, acknowledge that Nina Simone's Day will be represented and celebrated all over the land by those who will acknowledge her on December the 29th. We've given her that day. So for those of you who are still interested in viewing the show, you can go out to our Facebook, and it is listed there under our ComF5, and you could go on to Nina Simone on my page under Sherelle M. Garth and click it on, and it'll take you to a second page. And on that second page, you can actually click on a series of events that we did. We also had our engagement event that was listed there on December the 22nd. I'd like to thank all of you for the support you've given us and those who came out to support me on the Facebook to actually view the show, and those family members who came out to join us for dinner. We'd like to thank you as well. We're so grateful, and we are better people for you supporting us. And I'd like to also say Mr. Kojo Bidiako and I are creating a series of comical satires for the family under Family Relationship, Reordering the Marriage Vow. And if you haven't seen that tape, you definitely want to take a look at that YouTube. On my YouTube channel, there is no volume. However, you can go on the Facebook and view it. So I like to say, once again, thank you so very much. Our story time is not over yet, just because our storyteller won't be here. As you know, I enjoy stories too. And I did have one that I want to read to you, and that was I Too Sing America. Yesterday was Dr. Martin Luther King's Day, and we don't want to forget that. We want to be mindful of the fact that his day is very, very important to us. I did do a speech in dedication of Dr. Martin Luther King. You should be able to find it on my YouTube. It's entitled Light-Skinned Mothers Do Bear Dark-Skinned Daughters. And I focused in on the human rights issue of discrimination, racism, and I want to set the record straight. We're up against principalities, black and white, and rich societies and organizations who govern everything is what we're up against. And those who realize it, we're in World War IV right now. We're in a civil war, and this will in detail all men's and women like and dislike and different races to come together. Because we're fighting up against a society that wants to create the rich and the poor in a caste system. So the inhumane injustice that's done to humanity, inhumane injustice to one is inhumane injustice to all of us. So we must stand up for a cause, be you black or white, be you Native American, be you Jewish or Gentile. You must stand up for what's right. Injustice is wrong to any one person because of their color. And that particular topic I focused on to talk about the struggle that black women have in society with their skin color. Some people take it silently and look over it, and they have grit and bared it long enough. It's time that we bring it to the forefront. So I addressed it yesterday in my speech. Do go out and listen to it. I like to read this poem to you by Langston Hughes, one of my favorites, I Too Sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and I eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll be at the table. When company comes, nobody will dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll all see how beautiful I am, and they will be ashamed. I, too, sing America. It's one of my favorites by Langston Hughes. And for those of you who don't know Langston Hughes, you ought to get acquainted with him. He was born in 1902 and died in 1967. He was born in Joplin, Missouri, and he was a lyricist. Well, actually, he was a writer, and he performed many, many poems and addressed quite a few things in his lifetime. And Langston Hughes was the reason why Nina Simone fought so hard, because Langston told her, keep on fighting, Nina, until they open up the door. And I'm saying the same thing to you. If you're struggling out there in the industry of entertainment, I'm going to tell you what Langston Hughes told Nina. Keep on struggling until they open up the door. And when they open the door, kick it in if you have to come through the door, because it is our time now. It's our time for entertainment. It's our time for music. It's our time for hip-hop. And as you know, hip-hop is being addressed all over the nation. Everywhere you go, somebody loves hip-hop. And I don't care where it is, there's somebody that loves hip-hop. I'm going to have Mr. Bediako say a few words about hip-hop. He is the expert in-house resident on hip-hop. I have another poem that I'd like to read to you by Maya Angelou, and this is entitled Willie. Willie was a man without fame. Hardly anybody knew his name. Crippled and limp, always walking lame. He said, I keep them moving just the same. Solitude was the claim in his head. Emptiness was the partner in his bed. Pain echoed in the steps of his feet. He said, I keep them flowing when he led the speech. I may cry and I will die, but my spirit in the soul of every spring watches out for me, and you will see. Then I'm present in the song that children sing. People call him Uncle, Boy, and Hey. Said, you can't live through this another day. And they waited to hear what he had to say. I'm living in the game that children play. You may enter my sleep, people in my dream, threaten my early morning ease, but I keep coming, following, laughing, crying, sharing a summer breeze. I keep moving. Willie. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to ask our dear brother, Bediako, if he can give us a little scenario on hip-hop and what it's doing across the country and how it's moving and how it's actually being represented in nations upon nations. Bring him on. Mr. Bediako, would you like to say anything on the benefit of hip-hop, please?
Well, the benefits of hip-hop toward the world in general, or hip-hop just...
Well, hip-hop in the world in general and how it's showing up on every billboard, and everywhere you go, you see young people bobbing and moving to the beat, and even though they speak a different language.
Well, not only do you see young people bobbing and weaving to a different beat, you see the TV commercials now. You see the across every application in life now, you see hip-hop. And it's a phenomenon that I think that we missed, you know, happening, but it's like a little bit of life-changing event for the world, and that now you see every race on earth, for instance, Chinese, Indians, East Indians, everybody's calling themselves my nigga. And it's really something, a phenomenon to see. So that in itself says a lot, in that when you think 30 years ago, nobody really wanted to be associated with black people. Not even black people want to be associated with black people. It's like moved out to the suburbs. But now here's everybody wants to be since the inversion of hip-hop come along. So I'm pretty sure it's pretty evident for all to see. So that's, you know, my take on that. It really has changed the world for the better. Of course, there are some bad things with everything. I mean, you can look at the invention of the car. Say the car accidents kill more people, you know, than something else. So it's always a good with the bad. So, but if you look at the image, has gone from, I guess, say some bad to worse of us. But that's what this, you know, that's what I've seen hip hop doing to the world.
Well, thank you so very much for that information. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, there has been talk from Erykah Badu about hip hop and her travel around the world. She herself has been quoted as saying that hip hop has been branded in just about every nation, and everywhere she's gone and traveled, she has actually seen people who didn't even speak the language was bobbing to the same beat and interacting in the same manner that those who actually created and invented hip-hop. And hip-hop has a lot to do with the pulse of the people, and it gives us a reflection of what's going on inside the community called the hood. And for those of you young people who don't know what I'm talking about, take the pulse of the people by finding out what's on their hearts and listen to their music, and you will see that their music is an indication of what is really going on inside of our communities that are suffering from a lack of industry, from a lack of economy, from a lack of good schools. Every urban city that you travel to now is going through some type of hardship with an overhaul of their administration and the reduction of their schools. And therein lies Chicago right now is preparing for meetings to discuss what is going on with our school system and why are so many schools closing and why are so many charter schools opening. Now, I know that Chicago is a fighter, and I do believe the Windy City is going to set the pace for what all states should be doing in fighting back for public schools. Most of our public schools have vanished in some of our urban settings. And right now, we're looking at Gary, Indiana has had over 20 schools, well, 15 that I know of, that were closed. And they're struggling every day trying to maintain keeping their doors open. And we're standing in the gap that teachers have not left this diaspora. They've stayed here in the Midwest, and that they're interested in starting their own independent schools. And that's one of the things that Mr. Bidiaco and I have set out to do, to focus in on working on an adult education program that will be at the college level to assist those adults. And there is a possibility for a high school that we're not quite sure if we're going to do yet, but we have put together some efforts to set up our extension school. And we invite you to come and support us. We invite you to be a part of that. And we invite you to bring your children to learn more about social media. And one of the things that we decided to do was incorporate social media in whatever we're doing, because it is going to be the number one thing. And bar none, mobiles are going to take over for your laptops and your desktop. And if you don't have a mobile already, you can see Mr. Bidiaco or myself. We do advocate for the SolarV, which is also a service that offers the actual phone service so that you don't have to end up having to auction your firstborn off to pay your monthly cell phone bill, because you shouldn't have to put that kind of money out in order to keep a cell phone, which is vital to those of us who actually have a business of some sort. So I will say this much. There's a lot going on in the education system. And teachers, if you are out there and you have credentials and you're not doing anything with it, start a Saturday school. Start doing something on a Saturday, offering your skills. Now, as you know, music is universal, and we are going to be incorporating music within our program so our children can have some recitals and they can perform and they can keep music at the forefront, because we know that when a child is conditioned and happy, no matter what academic program you put in front of them, if they're happy and they're feeling good about themselves, they will perform well. And music tends to be the missing key. And it has been substantiated that music is the absent of the whole method of giving our children something to look forward to. And if you look at all the programs, the first thing they've taken out of the curriculum is music. And that definitely needs to be put back within the school system so that there are recitals and extracurriculum activity for our children to use their music to help them in their mathematics and in their science lessons. It's very vital that you should understand that we're going through a crisis. We're in a civil war right now. We're fighting against big businesses, and big businesses are looking to take over our schools, and we're fighting against the foes-to-be and principalities. So all white and Gentile, band together and lobby against these things that are wrong and injustice, and be able to stand together with one voice, one mind, one voice. I don't care if you are of a different race. Stand together against wrong. Wrong is wrong. It has no color on it, and it hurts all families, black and white, and Jews and Gentiles. So we must stand for what's right. Obama's been working real hard. He has really been working to turn over some things, and there's been so many people doing lip service to hurt him and come against him that now they will soon see the fruits of his labor and all the stuff that he's been putting together and trying to keep us from having to go through all of these suicidal missions. And one of the things we can do is get behind him and support him in this health plan and try to get hooked up with the medical plan and get some insurance, because he's certainly offering it. And it is time sensitive, and there's a date that it must be acquired by. You need to find out that date and get behind him and support him. You need to also find out about the other projects that he's working on. We need to be working towards the betterment of this nation, because the rich is going to get richer while we get poor. So we're fighting against big business. That's who we're fighting against, those who are not paying the same taxes we're paying and those who are taking money out of our children's mouths and those who are making the little man pay the big tax bill. So let's think about it. Let's think about all these things that we have to endure. I'm going to bring Mr. Bidiaco back on and see if he has something to contribute to the conversation. Mr. Bidiaco, would you like to contribute?
Yes.
Are you there, Mr. Bidiaco?
Yes, I'm here.
Is there something you would like to contribute to the conversation?
Okay, I missed the last part of the conversation. I stepped away for a second.
Okay, we were talking about big businesses coming in and how we're at war with the foes to be, the government that's fighting the people. So in essence, we're saying, for God's sake, they've got to give the people more power, and we've got to take that power if they don't lend it to us. And we'd like for you to give some contribution on the topic, if you don't mind.
Well, you know, the same thing happens over and over and over again. You know, the government comes in and figuring that the people are going to continue to be divided in their efforts, so there's really no stopping what's going on. So until the people decide that enough is enough, or we're going to do it a different way, it's going to continue to be like that. But I must say, I've seen some progress in that now we see some of the educational systems and some of the community systems coming together to form some community schools, which is a big plus, and helping the teachers who are out of work and retired now with something for them to do. And it really seems to be catching on, you know, very well. So, you know, the necessity is the mother of invention. So we're down to the point now to where it's just completely, absolutely necessary that something is done. And as always, we come up with something. So I think we're going to be okay. I really do.
I believe that too. I really believe that. I believe we're going to be okay because this system can't always go on like this. And I know that in all the major cities right now, they're suffering with a large consumption of homes that are given back to the mortgage companies, and that people are walking the streets and they're being asked to leave their homes, and they are creating eminent domain, and eminent domain is creating a problem for our people. And right now we're running the risk of these people having some really serious problems. So I like to say that don't give up. Don't walk away from your home. Fight, because we're also supporting those coalitions in fighting for your home. I myself have had to head up a project, a coalition for fighting for their homes, and I myself am fighting for my home viciously right now. And I might have to call out the militia and put my stuff on and stand out like a watchman on the wall, because they're going to have to take me in order to remove me from my home. And I do know, I've written the president, and I told the president what I thought, and I'm waiting for a response back from Obama, because I served this nation, and I served them well. And every one of you know my